This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been a while since we've talked bond market around here, so we are going to fix that right now. Not treasuries, government bonds, which is what we usually cover. Companies issue bonds, too. Most recently, Twitter. The social media company's earnings came in below expectations the other day, so now it's aiming to raise $600 million in what's called unsecured debt, debt that the all-powerful credit rating agencies have deemed below investment grade. That's the word, the phrase, if you will, below investment grade. It's a pretty strong signal that these bonds carry more than the ordinary amount of risk. The thing is, Twitter's profitable. It doesn't owe much. It's got lots of cash. So if its bonds are below investment grade, where is the investment grade bar in this economy right now anyway? Marketplace's Justin Ho went looking for it.
Companies get an investment-grade rating on their bonds when ratings agencies think those companies have a very low chance of defaulting on their debt.
So these are companies that typically are fairly large. They are very reputable. They have strong barriers to entry that support their businesses.
Vishal Marani is the director of corporate ratings for S&P Global, which rated Twitter's new bonds. Ratings agencies also gauge whether the company can survive an economic shock, whether the company's revenue sources are diverse enough. Companies including Microsoft and Johnson & Johnson have investment-grade bonds. Marani says Twitter didn't quite cut it.
We don't think it has the level of diversification necessary. It doesn't have necessarily the level of scale as some of the larger players.
Getting a rating below investment grade isn't like getting an F on a homework assignment. In fact, S&P and Moody's both said Twitter's balance sheet is pretty healthy. Jim Vogel at FHN Financial says investors are eager to get a slice of Twitter's bonds.
Twitter is profitable. It's a brand name that is recognizable.
Losing the investment grade label can have consequences, even for solid companies. Mateo Arena at Marquette University says big pension funds and certain mutual funds only buy investment grade bonds.
As you go down in the ratings, a lot of your investment clientele goes away.
But because investment-grade bonds are safer, they don't have to pay much in interest. Arena says investors can make more money, sometimes much more, with bonds that are riskier. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.